Some of the candidates in this year's elections made history.
Sarah McBride won her Senate seat in Delaware and becomes the first transgender state senator and highest-ranking openly transgender official in U.S. history.
My name is Sarah McBride, and I am a proud transgender American.
I'm running for state Senate to fight for you, and I'm asking you to join me.
McBride launched her Senate campaign last year after becoming the first transgender speaker at a major party convention when she spoke at the 2016 Democratic National Convention.
In New York, two Democrats, Mondaire Jones and Richie Torres, became the first gay black members of Congress.
We are going to have a United States Congress that is every bit as diverse and dynamic as America itself.
That was Torres on election night. He is also the first gay Afro-Latino person elected.
And candidate Mari Turner hit three milestones. She's Oklahoma's first Muslim legislator, the country's first non-binary state legislator, and the first black person to represent the state's 88th district. She spoke to KOCO News on Wednesday.
A lot of people don't know how much you risk putting your name on the ballot if you are not a white cishet man. And it was a lot of work to get here. And I had to put faith in my community to catch me when I jumped, and they did.
Cori Bush is the first black woman to represent Missouri in Congress.
To the black women, the black girls, the nurses, the essential workers, the single mothers, this is our moment.
North Carolina's Madison Cawthorn became the country's youngest congressman in modern U.S. history at the constitutional minimum age of 25.
And all three House representatives from New Mexico are now women of color. The list of 2021 goes on.